Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. After the cast left for dinner, a theater basement was supposed to be empty. So how did the stool move by itself?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear from you. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com or on YouTube in the comments section. Leave us your ghost story there. Tell us what you think of the ghost stories or the stuff that we're talking about here on the program in the comments section. We'll always continue our conversations right there, so do check out Real Ghost Stories Online on YouTube. Tony, Todd, Carol with you all today on another fine edition of the program. And what's going
on? I'm a child because in your script going into the tease, you said, how did the stool move by itself? And of course, the word stool made me giggle.
It's not about that. They're talking like a wooden stool. I was thinking, naturally, it was like a softener of some sort that was involved in that story.
X-lax, yes.
Yeah. Little X-lax.
It's always nice when the stool does move by itself because you don't have to do anything to help it along.
Right. That is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is true.
That's so funny because I didn't even kind of think of that.
I've only used that once in my life,
really?
And I didn't even need to. And
because you did it just out of curiosity.
I just for fun. It was like it feels like an X-laxy kind of day.
Don't mind if I try it for the first time.
Whoa! No, I had come back from a Red Lobster, the beginning of all good stories.
Was it your birthday that you went to Red Lobster?
I'm almost wondering because I'm trying to think of the time of the year that this happened. I don't think it was. I don't think it was. But okay. I was just feeling kind of and I thought, well, you know, I don't know what's going on here, but there was the buttery shit and all that. And I thought I was just not reacting well to it. And so eventually I took that. It didn't really help or anything because that wasn't the problem. My appendix was actually bursting.
Oh, my God.
I thought, well, maybe that's what it was. But I got to the point where I could barely like walk. And we got to go to the hospital. I didn't know what the hell was happening.
And you had to take a shit really bad.
That was an adventure. So we get to the hospital. I go to like the walk-in thing and I'm telling them like how pain they're like, oh, it's probably just gas. You should just go home. It's the first thing I'm told. I'm like, no. It's like a 3-hour wait. I'm like, where's the ER? So I went down to the ER and then they got me in right away. And, they do the scans and shit on me and I'm sitting there and the doctor's looking up at the screen and he's, you know, doing the this with his pen, you know, like this. And then he's like waving like some people, like to his colleagues, like, come over here. You know, I'm like,
this ain't good.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And like, can we share what the scuttlebutt is on the screen? He's like, well, in all my years of medical school, I've never seen this. I'm like, oh, fuck me. Your appendix is on the wrong side of your body.
Ooh.
Because they couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. And then they did the scan. Like, oh, there it is. Surprise.
Everything else flipped around? Are you the mirror image of what you're supposed
to be? I don't believe so. So
Catherine O'Hara had that, right? Where all of her organs were flipped.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, yeah, her heart is actually on, she was on this side. And
oh, wow.
The lung, everything was flipped in the, on the inside of her body.
Yeah, so my appendix was, I think I asked if the other stuff was, I think they would tell me, like, you oh, by the way, everything else is reversed, but who knows? Maybe that wasn't part of the plan. Maybe that's not an in-network coverage thing where they can reveal that sort of information.
I think they would have told you.
I know. I would think. I don't
yeah,
think
but it would
anything.
Be weird for you to have your appendix right before... You know, comes
it's
down.
A party in there. Everything's moving around.
Well, and you, it is. You've never had to take the stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, that was the long version of that story.
How my giggle about the word stool and the T's could turn into Tony's appendix was on the wrong side of his body like that is the reason why he does what he does.
Speaking of appendix on the wrong side of your body or feeling like the appendix is on the wrong side of your body, I'm really glad Taco Bell is leaning into this.
Hungry for something that truly moves you? Introducing the limited edition Cyclospor Gordita Luxe Box from Taco Bell. Crispy shells, molten cheese, and packed with all the Cyclospora you've been hearing about. One bite, and it's ready to clean you out completely. Feel the rebellion inside. Watch your body surrender. Experience the most thorough detox of your life. Whether you want it or not. Taco Bell at Moss. Evacuate Moss. The Cyclospora Gordita Luxe Box. Available now while your dignity lasts.
That looks
yes,
delicious.
That was great.
That looks delicious. And that's parody, by the way. It's a joke. It's not real. Taco Bell is not leaning into the Lux Box with Cyclospora. But, you know, at this point, why not? Just, you know, why not just jump right in? Yeah.
Well, and then Taco Bell gets like, yeah, it's their lettuce. People are getting it. And then they go, no, it's not. We don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't get to say it and take it back. When you say it, the damage is
have you ever
done.
Seen the, like, the government apologize to someone? For, like, I kind of don't buy that shit at all. Like, I kind of think we know where it all came from. And somebody said, we donated a lot of money to this. And, sorry, whoops, wrong lettuce company that's been poisoning people repeatedly for the last several decades. Whoops, are bad. Oh, okay, in your field. That's odd. Not, it's not you guys, though. I'm sure it's not. No, we're sorry. We're sorry.
Take that shit back, you fucking assholes. God damn it. I donated to your motherfucking campaign.
Yeah. That's how that went.
And
yeah.
We laid off all the lettuce testers, so we didn't
yeah and we did that
in.
So like we only we there's like we used to test for like seven different outbreaky type things, and this is a layperson talking about it, but whatever it was like seven different things they would test for regularly, and then oops, last year it was like we decided we don't need those things anymore. You know what could possibly go wrong?
Explosive diarrhea.
Mr. President, the whole country is shitting itself.
Literally.
Now you know how it feels to be me. Yeah, God. That's what will be remembered for the summer of 2026.
I'll just be happy that after bar, maybe the lines at the drive-thru won't be so bad, you know, because back in the day, you'd go and drink and then you'd go to Taco Bell afterward. And the lines in the drive-thru were crazy long.
They were, but it was so delicious. There was nothing, nothing quite like Taco Bell late at night. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller and hear a ghost story.
Hey guys, this is Robbie from Southern California. And I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the show. And I have a few interesting stories that I'd love to share with you guys. But I'm only going to do one today and call back and do some others. The first one that I want to talk about today is one that happened to me when I was doing some productions in high school in our school auditorium. Our auditorium had a basement and it had a lot of rooms in the basement. There's dressing rooms, furniture rooms, just a lot of rooms. It was like a long hallway, and on both sides it had just a bunch of rooms. But I remember one night, we were in a musical in the spring, and everyone had left the building to go get dinner because there's a lot of fast food restaurants by my high school. So everyone had left to go get dinner, and me and my friend Erica were the only ones at the school at this time. And this was around 7:30 at night. Well, my director was up on stage as well, but me and my friend Erica were down in the boys' dressing room, and we were working on makeup charts for the production. And we were just, you know, singing, like hanging out. And then all of a sudden, this stool slides from one side of the room and stops in front of this closet. And like, it was really loud. And at first, me and Erica were like, we didn't think anything of it right at first. And then like a couple seconds after it happened, we kind of realized what just happened. We kind of just looked at each other and was like, did that stool just slide across the floor? And it kind of freaked us out. Like I said, I've had multiple experiences there, so I kind of knew it was haunted, but it was like the first time I had seen an entity or something move a physical object at this location. So it kind of freaked me out a little bit, but I wasn't like super freaked out because I've always felt like super sensitive with energies and stuff, and I could tell that there was nothing there that was going to harm me or in any way, shape, or form. So me and Erica were kind of just like, okay, let's just go back upstairs, up on the stage, and work up there with our director. And me and Erica were like, okay, let's do it. And so we opened the door, and we were still kind of freaked out. So I looked down one side of the hallway, we both did, and then we turned our head and looked down at the other side of the hallway. And at the end of the hallway was this room. And this room was the first, we called it the first room. And this is where everyone got their hair done and makeup touch-up done. This is where all the leaves got their makeup done and wigs got put on. This is where everyone had last looks. This room is very important for these productions. Anyways, like I said, we were the only people besides our director who were in this building at this time. So we looked down one side and we looked down the other side, and in the doorway of the first room, there was light shining, which is normal. The light's always on in that room, but the light was shining out into the hallway, and it was casting a shadow of the doorframe. But in the shadow of the doorframe was a man. And I was really far out, and so I would be able to, if someone was standing in right in that doorway where the shadow was, I would have been able to see their shadow. Like, I would have been able to see who they were. And so I peered out even farther, and the doorway was completely empty, yet the shadow still remained on the floor as if someone was standing right in that doorway. So that kind of freaked us out, and the stairs were right by that room. So we had to go in front of that room to go up those stairs. And there was a separate set of stairs, but those lights didn't work, and so they were pitch black. So we were just like, well, we're just going to stay in this room. We're not going up there. We were kind of sad at this point because we just saw the chair move. Now we just saw the shadow of a very dark shadow of a very tall man, and it was kind of scary. So we went back into the room, and as the door is closing, this poster rips off the wall, and I mean ripped, because it was nailed to the wall, and the nail actually had little scraps of paper under it where the poster had been ripped off the wall. It was literally ripped off the wall and landed in the closet where the stool had moved in front of, the same closet. And why this freaked me out so much is because in that closet, it's a pretty tall closet. It's probably about 6 feet. But in this closet, there is a metal rod, but it is bent in the middle, like severely bent, like it's not usable anymore. But it used to be used. But why this freaks me out so much is there's this story that goes around at my school that a man hung himself up in the rafters. You know, it was just like really, really scary, and it really did freak us out. But after that happened, we ran as fast as we could. And if you know me, I do not run at all. But I ran up those stairs as fast as I could. And yeah, that was one of the very first experiences I had at that school. And I will definitely call back in and let you guys know some more stories that I have. Thank you. Bye.
You guys ruined that story for me.
No, no, we did not.
Made it better.
No, because every time he said the word stool, Carol was losing her shit, laughing her ass off.
Losing her shit. She says a stool just moved in front of them, and I'm not seeing like a wooden stool. I'm seeing stool in my head.
My dog's stool likes to move out of her on carpet, specifically.
She got to stop that.
I know. I know. I don't know. Yeah, I am publicly shaming you right now.
Poor dog.
I love you.
The story she could tell about you if she could talk.
Yeah, no shit. Holy shit. I would not want that. That'd be hilarious. That would be a great way to freak some people. Like, did you hear about this? No, they found a way to communicate through AI with the pets, and they're able to talk and share their memories and stuff. People will be like, "Holy shit!" And they're not sharing everything, and they have no way. They have no filter. They just you ask it, they share it.
Yep.
Talk Tony's about done, AI.
Tony's done some stuff in front of his pets. Because me, I'm like,
thinking.
Whatever. I think I would look great. My pets would be like, she's the best. She likes to hang out with us and do things.
I think pets would be revealing a lot of shit of the world.
We don't even think about. Like, we don't think we do anything, but there's probably something. Well, look,
I'm thinking
the
true crime world. I mean, just think of all the stories have.
Yes,
think
that.
Of all of the stories. What I'm thinking is that where it's like where the dog was there. I was just thinking. I was watching the Idaho thing on Netflix of the Idaho murders, the new one that.
Yeah,
just came
I
out.
Watched that too.
I could watch like 10 minutes of it. Then I'm like, I'm going to bed and I can't consume this as I fall asleep. And their dog, it was a golden doodle as well. I mean, if that dog could talk, I mean, that would be very fascinating. Are we? I don't know. I wonder if we'll get there. Did you ever think we'd be here?
No, and I know that there's some, and they're probably fake, but you can buy little apps and stuff like that that say that they know what your cat's saying, you know?
I bought one.
Oh, God, he did.
It doesn't tell you what the cat's really saying. Spoiler alert.
Are you sure?
I thought it was like a buck. I'm like, let's see what we got. But I do wonder. I mean, I feel like with cats, there's more of a cadence to the meows and stuff.
Yep.
Like when they're talking, like they're talking. I feel like they have a language. Like rah, 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 rah. Dogs, you know, feel more like kind of like she'll make little howly noises and stuff, but I feel like cats almost have more of a language they're verbalizing.
Right.
In more of a structured way. I feel like dogs are like squirrel, like literally just kind of shouting shit. I feel like the cats like are having some sort of intellectual conversation with the squirrel outside and like shaming it into oblivion, you know, something like that might be going on. Let's go to a phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hey guys, this is Jay from Missouri. I love the show, and I wanted to call in and tell you guys my ghost story that actually happened on my honeymoon. My wife and I, we decided to stay at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which has a really dark history. It was like a cancer hospital where this guy was not a real doctor. He was accepting patients, taking their money, but he wasn't actually doing anything to them. They were just dying, and he would burn the bodies at night in the town. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on in this place that my wife and I knew about ahead of time, but we thought, well, we'll go there. Nothing's going to happen to us. You know, not a big deal. So, we booked our stay at this place. First night, absolutely nothing happens. So no big deal. Second night, I'm laying in bed, and in the middle of the night, I just sat straight up, and I never ever do that. So it was really weird. It was really weird for me to be doing that anyway. And I look down at the foot of the bed, and I just see a black figure that turns and walks the width of the bed and just disappears. So I get up. I'm a little freaked out. I get up. I go. We had a suite. So we had a second room. I went and I checked the suite. I checked the bathroom. Looked around the bedroom area. Nothing there. So I laid back down. Went back to sleep. The third day, this happened. This next thing happened during the day. We were sitting around in the room, and there was a deck in the other room of the suite that had these really old, like French doors, I guess. When we went out onto the balcony, we had a hard time opening up the doors. And I'm a big dude, and it took me a lot of effort to just get these doors open. Well, we're there the third day. We're sitting around, and all of a sudden, the doors just burst open with a really loud crack. Doors burst open. We go. There's no wind. It wasn't a very windy day, and these doors just busted open. We're like, wow, that's weird. So then I tell my wife what happened the night before. We're both of us like, oh, well, that's kind of weird. So the third night, I go out to go get some ice for our little ice bucket. I open the door to find the ghost tour that they give at the hotel standing right outside our room. We decided the next night we were definitely going on the ghost tour to see what was up with our room. So nothing happens the third night. Fourth night, we go on the ghost tour, discover that somebody in our room, where our room was, somebody who was building the building fell through our room and died in the room below. And sometimes he's seen in the room just above his death. And on the balcony, apparently this building was also like a girl's dormitory at one time. And a young woman and her boyfriend got into a fight on the balcony, and the girl went over the edge and fell to her death. And she's off and sometimes seen on the balcony. So that explained the balcony doors bursting open a little bit. But anyway, that was our honeymoon experience. Thanks. Bye.
A lot of the stories are not accurate, but good storytelling. And it's hard to remember all the stories there. If you want to hear like the full thing of the Crescent Hotel, just search the Crescent Hotel on Real Ghost Stories Online or on the Grave Talks. We have several interviews with the people who ran and started the ghost tours there. And they can, there's like parts of those, his story that are accurate to history. Some are just rumors, but all, if you want like the full history of the Crescent, very interesting audio over there if you want to dive into that. But we've had experiences at that place too.
Yeah. What is it about his story though? Like the guy not,
The guy and the girl fighting, I don't think that's the story. There was several little where he kind of went off and mentioned, and it might be this, or like, that's not, I mean, I don't remember all the exact details, but I do know some of where he was going. It was just, you know, his interpretation of how he remembers it being told to him. So I don't blame him. Right. But I'm just saying, if you want the full thing, that Keith Scales, I think was his name. Was that? Remember him? He was the guy who ran all. He's retired now, but we did a live show at the Crescent Hotel years ago, and he was on stage with us and did a whole episode of the Grave Talks talking.
Keith
about
Scales
it.
Is his
yep.
name. Yes.
Yep. Yep. He wrote a book about the hotel as well. That
it
has
is a
lot
fascinating
of,
hotel, and there's
oh my
no
God, it's
shortage
beautiful.
Of
Holy crap.
Haunted stories there.
Yeah,
that could be our company retreat location
Ooh.
Next year.
That would be a fun one.
Just an idea. Yeah. That would be fun. Super fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool place. You never know what you're going to get at the Crescent Hotel. Creepy That's stuff.
So many stories and so many people. We had experiences. And even in our room, it had a balcony, like, and they're really big. Mm-hmm. And like the front of the hotel was where we were. And I was out for dinner with Tony, and Kathy was in the room, and somebody tried to get in the door from the balcony, which nobody tried to get in the door. So, Wow. Yeah, it's just super. There's so many people that have had experiences in that hotel.
Yeah.
And they do embrace it all there. I mean, you know, they do all the tours, and sometimes I wonder too, in a ghost tour, if you do get some of those stories that aren't accurate. But I think at a place like the Crescent, they do want it to be accurate. I think, you know, as far as the people giving the tours.
Yeah, because, from what I remember, everybody who gives the tours, I've gone on it several times. They try to keep the story. And if you have questions, they're like, actually, you know, people will say this, but here's what the story is or whatever. But Keith kind of was like the definitive person on that with that hotel for so long. And he has like the book about it. So it's interesting. The history of everything that place was, because it was that cancer hospital, quote unquote, where it was, you know, the magical waters basically of the city, curing things, and it doesn't do anything. Then it became a women's college, one of the first in the country. And it had been several things kind of in and out and in between in that. It's a very interesting town. Anyway.
Well, and the Springs thing, was that connected with the doctor? Because the doctor did weird things and removed body parts and put them in jars and stuff.
And now there's part of a museum for that. Yeah. It's, you can like, that's kind of weird. It's in the...
A little bit.
It's down in the morgue area of the hotel, which is... also happens to be where the main kitchen. No, I'm kidding. It's not. No, but it's,
But I think that the Springs, that was kind of popular at the time.
Yeah.
It was to go get fresh air and drink from these springs, and that's going to cure all that ails you. And any place that had natural springs got really popular.
Yeah.
That's how so many of the places were like that. It was the fresh air was going to... The Traverse City Asylum that I was just at a couple of weeks ago, Traverse City Commons now, was that too. It was that nature and it will heal you and, you know, all that. And I mean, what a beautiful place for it, you know, but my God, you know, the monolithic gothic brick rock stone structures that some of these places were that these people were housed in. It's like, okay, it's like looking out your cave window and there's the nature, there's the air, and I'm down in here. I don't know. It's interesting.
Rich people got the air.
I wonder.
You had the money, you got the air.
I wonder.
You were just there, you didn't.
100 years from, you know, like we look back on how they handled things about 100 years ago, in some of this stuff, how are they going to, be looking back at us in a lot of ways going, I can't believe they handled that like that.
Yeah.
I think they will.
I think when they look at like cancer and stuff and they go, they're giving them radiation. Are you kidding me? I mean, I think exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There'll be all sorts of shit. That's like, why did they think that? Because that's all we know.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all this stuff, check us out on Patreon, search Real Ghost Stories Online, or Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Comment. Let us know your ghost story in the comments and your thoughts on the ghost stories on the show, and we'll continue those conversations there. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.